Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
The Lord said, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling.
Right.
Because it is so serious. I said it on that first tape about our salvation. It's a responsibility to be born again. It is such a huge gift. But it is also enormous responsibility to live it out.
Was that from So Great a Salvation?
Yes.
Yeah. It was amazing. And it is, it's a tremendous responsibility, and the repercussions and the consequences of that, or taking it up or not taking it up, are so huge.
And in Moses' challenge, it had to do with your descendants.
Oh, gosh.
Choose this day life for you and your descendants. And that doesn't mean children. It means grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, on down the generations.
Well, think about how many people are out there that are really fighting against the choices of their...
Forefathers. Uh-huh.
I mean, it makes it difficult.
Yes.
It's like binding your feet. You have to overcome things that have been handed down
to
you.
That's right, John. That's a good point.
And so, we're supposed to sling our children forward to give them
to be better than
us, a leg up, you know. And if I'm not dealing with my choices with God, I'm literally tying their feet.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's young precious believer told me not long ago, Martha, you have disciples you know nothing about. And I think when we have a witness and a message and a testimony that's available, we really don't know. So if my life will affect them, mm-hmm. because my life choice of life mm-hmm. then chooses the words from God, and it is an inheritance for whoever listens.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it says that the heritage is not from blood or choice, you know, mm-hmm. of man. You know, it's not because I was born into that. I can come in and I can have your forerunner ministry in my life mm-hmm. and say my parents didn't make those choices and made bad choices. Because I'm in the kingdom of God and because I'm a child of God, I can
right.
come in and your choices can free my
right.
and make a forerunner.
Right. And even in working with people privately.
Yep.
You can, it affects everything in your life, whether you've chosen life or death, it affects all your choices beyond that one choice.
Right.
It takes you to the sovereignty of God. Choosing life takes you to that God is sovereign over your life. And it's choosing a yes to his sovereignty. To
yeah.
choose life is to say, yes, you are sovereign. I will agree.
Yeah.
Not just with the word, but with the life you have given me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's really, wow.
I choose my life.
I choose my life. I want to live the life you have given me.
Mm-hmm.
And only I feel like by choosing life, is that a yes to the sovereignty?
Mm-hmm.
Because to say no to life is really saying no to my life and to you, God, as God over my life.
No, yeah.
Wow. Amen, Joan.
But in saying that, that's not to say we're not going to struggle and grapple with our lives and that God allows for no humanity. That's to take the information and misdirect it. God is so patient with our bungling, bumbling.
He knoweth we are dust.
He knows we are dust. And so it's not to say, well, I'm just going to make this blanket statement of I'm just going to say yes. It's to really get down and grapple with it. But at the end of the day, I want to live the life you've given me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes it from there. He's so big, he takes over that choice.
I think of this always, that when the Lord called me to write and made it very clear, I didn't want to do that with all my being. It was the last thing. I will go to Africa. I will go to Guatemala. Don't ask me to write. But I was so afraid that I would walk my way out of it that I got on a plane and went to Dallas to a seminar. I determined to say, I will write, even though I knew I couldn't, and I couldn't. It was an act of my will to say yes. And then he met me with every provision and taught me that he could write. He wasn't asking me to write. He was asking me to choose to live that out. So it's, you can say yes to what you really don't want to do, and he will pick you up. And by the time I came home from Dallas, I was on the track, ready to go. Wow. I look down, and here is Psalm 39:1. I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. And I think it's Psalm 101 where David makes statements of his choices. They're incredible statements. He has grappled out, Joan. He's grappled with this. And he has decided how he's going to live and what he's going to do with his life in accordance with God's character. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. I will walk in my house with a blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. I will have nothing to do with evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. I will not endure whoever has haughty eyes. My eyes will be on the faithful of the land. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Those are enormous. And he did it. It's obvious he did it. He wrote many songs of love for his and justice for the Lord. He did come to a blameless heart. It wasn't an easy or sinless route, but he did it because first he chose it. And the Lord pointed it out to me one time. Okay, Martha. You do that. You make these commitments, make these choices. I choose what I will listen to and what I will not listen to. And who I choose who I will listen to.
And our choices are so basic. They're as simple as yes and no. Mm. It's not something huge and big and complicated. It is yes or no.
And we do make it.
And we do make
we
it.
We do say. I'm going to ask that all of you who are listening help us. Show us what you learned. Write us a comment of your choices and let's make this ongoing conversation. This is, I believe this and the issue of love are my directions for the year. I want to move mountains with his words. And so we'll be telling stories about amazing things. I'm confident.
It's our choice.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.